sing the Vihisha Amda. Here, it depends on what type of Seder you're leading. If I'm leading a Seder with people who are loosely affiliated, a bunch of soldiers who are not really observant, so then I'll take the new Vihisha Amda of Shwaki that people like and that people feel comfortable with. It was only composed about 5-7 years ago. It's a new song. If I'm leading a traditional Seder in my own house, where I want people to be accustomed to traditional tunes, when you'll be leading the Seder in your house, you should go with traditional tunes. So then there's a regular Vishamda that most of Am Yisrael has been singing. we lift the cup and we cover the matzah because we're going to honor the cup, so we want to cover the matzah. And we're going to sing the Vihisha Amda. What are we saying the Vihisha Amda? To my mind, the message of the Vihisha Amda is the most chilling message. Let's sing it first and then understand it, okay? Vihisha Amda, Vihisha Amda, Lavoteinu Velano. Vehi sheyamda, lavoteinu velano, shelo echad bilvad, amad aleinu lechaloteinu, shelo echad bilvad, עמד עלינו לחלותינו אלא שבכל דובדור עומדים עלינו לחלותינו אלא שבכל דובדור עומדים עלינו לחלותינו והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מידם, והקדוש ברוך הוא מצילנו מידם.
We're holding up the cup, we're singing the song, what stood by us in our forefathers, because in every generation, there are oppressors who want to annihilate us, and Hashem saves us from their hand. That's the song, that every generation has its Haman, Ahmadinejad, Abbas. Every generation has the person who swears, I will wipe out every Jew on earth or every Jew in Israel. And every generation is saved because Hashem stands by us. I don't know if you guys are on top of the news lately. Today, a Jew in Paris was severely beaten just for being a Jew. A 65-year-old Jew in New York was beaten for being a Jew. There's an argument between Abbas and Mahmoud Dahlan, who used to be one of the heads of the Palestinians in Arafat's time, who will be better in leading them to annihilate the Jews from Israel. There's open discourse about how people want us dead. You guys probably know about folk. But Vehisha Amda, we say on the Seder night, we're telling the kids, every generation has people who want us dead. But what stood by us and our forefathers is V'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. This is the eternal message of the Seder. Hashem has stood by us and continues to stand by us, and that's why we're still around. So let's sing it one more time. Vehi sheyamda, vehi sheyamda, lavoteinu velanu. And it is this that stood, and it is this that stood for our forefathers and us. Shelo echad bilvad. Amad aleinu lechaloteinu, that not one alone stood upon us to destroy us, ella rather shebechol dovado omedim aleinu lechaloteinu. Rather, in every generation they stand upon us to destroy us. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. And the Holy One, blessed be He, saves us from their hand. Vehi sheyamda, vehi sheyamda, lavoteinu velanu. Vehi sheyamda, vehi sheyamda, lavoteinu velanu.
If you think about it, the message is so scary. We like to think of the Holocaust as the exception. We like to think of Iran as the exception. We like to think of Lenin and Stalin as the exception. We like to think of Haman as the exception. And yet what this song says is no. Every generation there are going to be people who want to destroy us. And the one thing that stands up for us is that Hashem saves us from their hands. V'hi shamdan, it is this alone that stood up for us. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam, the conclusion of the song, Hashem saves us from their hand. There's no understanding, that's what Mark Twain said. There's no understanding as to how we're still around. Everyone wants us dead. It's only a question of at which occasion, which nation is expressing it more. Yes?
How does Amalek play into this picture?
Good question, not for now. Let's continue.